This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Rock County Sheriff Doug Shearer is the new sheriff in town after being elected in November and sworn in 2 weeks ago.
The past 2 weeks have been a whirlwind, a lot of work. We've been really busy. It's been a little overwhelming, but it feels really good. I feel very honored that the citizens have chosen me to be a sheriff.
Sheriff Shearer says he's grateful for an easy transition from Sheriff Garrett Wiggins, who is now the Route County Jail Administrator. Shearer had been undersheriff for the past 5 years.
The whole transition's been very smooth. People have been very relaxed, very optimistic, and there hasn't been any tension.
One thing that has helped is the hiring of undersheriff Josh Carroll, who was raised in Steamboat Springs and was with the police department for 16 years. More recently, he was with the 7th Judicial District Attorney's Office in Delta for 5 years.
The dream opportunity for me to come back to a community I was born and raised in and serve the community that helped me out so much and bring my family back to be close to Grandpa and Grandma and enjoy this time here in Steamboat and the beautiful place that it is.
Carroll started January 10th. Be careful out there on the roads. Wyoming Highway Patrol sent word that 12 people have died on the highway so far this year compared to one death last time at this year. The most recent was Sunday with a Dodge Ram that was headed the wrong way on I-80 east of Rawlins. The crash involved commercial trucks and a Ford F-150 where 5 people in that truck were killed. The driver of the Dodge truck has been arrested on suspicion of impairment. Colorado lost nearly 750 lives to traffic fatalities in 2022. Governor Polis has sent a list of new appointments. One name on the list is Stephanie Einfeld of Steamboat Springs, who's being reappointed to serve as a representative of primary care health providers who don't represent a carrier. She is on the Health Insurance Affordability Board. High school seniors in Route and Moffat counties can apply for $10,000 in scholarships in the 2023 Crane-inspired Creative Arts Scholarship Contest. There's an essay contest for written arts and a visual arts contest. You can apply through coloradocranes.org. The deadline is March 25th. The deadline to apply to do a snow sculpture for Winter Carnival has been extended to next Monday. Only one team has signed up so far. There are prizes for those who participate. Sign up through steamboatcreates.org. Check out the upcoming events in the Yampa Valley on the community calendar. It's on our website. I'm Shannon Lukens. First with local news, weather, and sports. Access it anytime at KRAIRadio.com.